This is the Schnitt Show.
Here we go. Wednesday on Schnitt. Welcome, folks. Busy day as usual. Got something pretty grotesque that we're going to essentially lead with here. And this made my skin crawl. Just awful. Hang on, I'll explain in just a second. A lot of stuff, you know, President Biden spoke a little while ago on the big plan for infrastructure and the big, huge tax hike. And again, trying to push the corporate tax rate from 21% to 28% as they have touted that 19 million jobs would be created. But, well, we've got some numerical discrepancies here because Moody's is out saying that, well, 16 million already would be created before the infrastructure plan. So it looks like the White House has to back down from the numbers and boy. Yeah. So we'll dive into that coming up here in just a bit. We've got President Trump denying a report. Former President Donald Trump is denying a report that the frat boy and dude that's in a whole lot of trouble, Matt Gaetz, Trump denying that he asked for a pardon, yeah, blanket pardon, before Trump actually left office on the 20th of January. And there is some reporting on that today. Yeah, story came out last night that Matt Gaetz asked for a blanket pardon. Did that mean that he knew that some serious crap was coming down the pike? And then Trump is out today denying that occurred. All right, let's get to the bottom of all that coming up in just a bit. Here on Schnitt. First, though, this is just ugly. Do you know the Nation of Islam is officially mourning their brother, Noah Green, who plowed into the Capitol cops, killing one? Yeah, Louis Farrakhan, the Nation of Islam leader, said that his organization is mourning its quote-unquote brother, who died after the attack on the Capitol Hill cops, saying that this is unbelievable. Louis Farrakhan saying that the monster that killed the police officer could have been a future star in the Nation of Islam movement. Is this not unflippin' believable? Yeah, a statement came out yesterday. And the Nation of Islam, they confirmed that the Noah Green pariah, the 25-year-old man, was studying to become a full-fledged member of the Nation of Islam organization. Yeah, they blame potential mental illness for him, you know, ramming his car into the Capitol cops and then jumping out of the vehicle with a knife. Why would they issue any type of praise whatsoever? Why would, well, listen, do I really, this is a sort of rhetorical, well, it's not sort of, it is. This is rhetorical. Why would Louis Farrakhan make these comments? Well, because he's out of his freaking mind, and his organization, he's an anti-Semite, he's anti-white. I mean, the racism that has come out of his mouth over the years is, it's historic. I'm sure had he been blessed to come through the crisis that he was going through, he would have been a star in the mission of the resurrection of our people. That's what Louis Farrakhan wrote in a statement. We need to know what happened to our brother. Yeah, they said they're investigating. Yeah. You know, this is the first time we've mentioned the Nation of Islam and Louis Farrakhan in quite some time. And you know what? That's good. The organization really has been losing essentially all relevance, which that's a good thing. That's a positive thing that Louis Farrakhan is, you know, really kind of fallen off the radar. But, you know, here we go. Here's a 25-year-old maniac that killed a father of two, a loving husband and father of two kids, a girl and a boy. I mean, you got to be kidding me. To issue any type of accolades or any kind of praise or to humanize this monster, this maniac, well, I guess I would expect nothing less from Louis Farrakhan from the Nation of Islam. Again, let's remember an 18-year veteran of the U.S. Capitol Hill Police, William Billy Evans, who died back on April 2nd after this maniac plowed his car into him. And I'm done with Louis Farrakhan. I just wanted to bring it up because, don't forget, that mentality is still out there. You know, speaking of mentality, we got a lot of mentals out there. We do. And it's not just Louis Farrakhan, who's a mental defective. You know, we've got all kinds of nut jobs out there. On the left, on the right, conservative, liberal. And we've got the white supremacists in this country. We have organizations on all sides of the political spectrum that are out of their minds. Antifa, violent members of Black Lives Matter. All sides, all colors. It's a rough time. It's just a very, very rough time in the United States of America. All in the midst of this pandemic as well. I'm confident we'll get through it. We're strong, but you know, we need the bulk of this country. And the bulk of this country sits in the middle. Let's be honest here. The political fringes on the left and the right have been making the most noise and garnering the most attention. And it's time for those that are grounded in this country, that are sick and tired of the fringes and the extremes, it's time for each side to just expunge these individuals, expunge these views. So we all need to, you know, do our part and rise. Listen, I'm doing my part. I try to speak the truth on this radio program every day. I go after extremes on both sides of the aisle. I'm not going to put up with any kind of BS on this program. I'm not going to pull any punches. Welcome to the program. Whenever you want to jump in on this thing, comments, questions, bring something new to the show. Agree with me, disagree with me. 800-801-8999, that is our number here on Schnitt. That is your connection right into me, well, through Sue. It's not like I'm picking up the phone, you know, hey, Schnitt, can I help you? Yes. You do speak to Sue, my executive producer and phone screener extraordinaire, but that's how you get on the show. 800-801-8999, the nationwide number here on Schnitt. 800-801-8999. The other fascinating item today is the Tiger Woods situation. Now, we've been talking about this. We knew that there was going to be a release of information, that some report was coming out this morning, that the LA County Sheriff's Department was going to release a report, details of the Tiger Woods crash. But we also knew, because we had the reveal last week, that the report was going to omit important items or personal items that would have been a violation of Tiger Woods's privacy. And there was even bizarre reporting that Tiger Woods would have to grant permission to the LA County Sheriff's Department in order for them to release everything. And do you think that Tiger Woods and his people are going to grant the LA County Sheriff's Department carte blanche to release everything in their investigation? Yeah, so the LA County Sheriff had said that, oh yeah, we've got some privacy issues here. Why? This is, it's a public investigation. Whatever you uncover as part of a public investigation, law enforcement investigating a car accident, how is that not all public record? I don't dislike Tiger Woods. I like Tiger Woods. I'm not a huge golf fan, but listen, I'll root for the underdog. When Tiger Woods went through his his really bad spell. I mean, listen, he had the whole unraveling with, I don't know, like 37 mistresses. I lost track of how many women came forward. I mean, his life really went to a mess, and then his golf game collapsed. He had his health issues, his back issues. Then he came back and won the Masters. Who doesn't love a story like that? I do not dislike Tiger Woods. But this level of protection apparently being afforded to him by the L.A. County Sheriff's Department is, it's crazy. Am I wrong that every aspect of whatever they uncovered should be public record? So do me a favor. Can you see if any news organizations, either national or L.A., any of the L.A. TV stations, L.A. Times, for instance, is anybody making noise about filing a lawsuit against L.A. County, against the Sheriff's Department, you know, citing freedom of information? I'm just curious. I don't see how that's not a thing. They're holding back. Now, what we do know is, my God, how fast Tiger Woods was going. Dude, he was going almost twice the legal limit. Speed limit there was 45 miles an hour, and Tiger Woods hit 87 miles an hour just before the crash. All right, hold on. I'm going to roll down what they did reveal. L.A. County Sheriffs, they did release a lot of information, but what we don't know is if he was all wigged up on Ambien, you know, a medical episode. You know, they did not subpoena cell phone records to see if he was on his phone or texting. They did not subpoena a blood sample to see what the hell was in his blood. I think they dropped the ball on many elements of this investigation. All right, hold on to that thought. The numbers, the details on Tiger Woods' accident, what has come out is still absolutely startling. And we'll get to that momentarily. In moments, don't move. You're not going to believe what you hear here. And that's coming up in just a minute. Hey, folks, if you're worried about your hard-earned dollars becoming worthless or your 401k or IRA losing value, now is the time to move into gold. Don't sit back and watch your savings and retirement accounts suffer. Now is the time to make your money work as hard for you as you did to make that money in the first place. Put your savings and retirement accounts into something real. Put a portion into gold and silver. I'm not talking about gold and silver stocks. No, I'm talking about real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. You can jangle it. You can clink it together. Now, how do you get real gold and silver? Well, you call my friends at the Oxford Gold Group today. 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-G-O-L-D. The Oxford Gold Group is going to teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. A lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-600-G-O-L-D. Get your free gold and silver investment guide. It spells it all out. Oh, incidentally, if you ever want to sell your gold and silver, the Oxford Gold Group will buy it back, and they do not charge you anything when you sell your gold and silver back to Oxford. Obviously, it's at market rates. Get your free Oxford Gold Group investment guide today. Learn how easy it is to have real gold delivered to your home or how you can have real gold and silver in your retirement accounts. Just call the Oxford Gold Group today, 833-600-GOLD. Every financial expert I've ever known or dealt with always is recommended a portion of your portfolio being in precious metals. Call the Oxford Gold Group, 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-G-O-L-D. Back in a moment, folks.
This is Schnitt.
Listen to
Schnitt. The Tiger Woods story continues to fascinate me. And now we have more details that makes this story, even more fascinating. It was TMZ, you know, the gossip website. They were the first ones to report that Tiger was doing 75 miles an hour when he smashed that Genesis GV80 SUV. It's a Hyundai product. It's a Hyundai Genesis. They split off the labels, you know, kind of like, you know, Toyota is Toyota, and Toyota also makes the Lexus brand. You know, Nissan makes the Infiniti brand, and, you know, they're separate dealerships. So it used to be, I think you went to a Hyundai dealership to get a Genesis, and I think they're spinning them off to have, like, try to, like, separate storefronts, if I'm not mistaken. But I'll tell you what, it's a pretty good advertisement. When you see what this SUV went through, and the fact that Tiger Woods is not dead, it's a pretty strong safety statement for this SUV. When you see the fact that this was some kind of crazy, like, Thelma and Louise type of stunt here, we find out that Tiger Woods hit the median strip, smashed into that Welcome to Rolling Hills. Does he have to pay for that, by the way? It was he smashed the SUV through the Welcome to Rolling Hill. I've got the name. It's a little, you know, little town. Yeah, you know, in Rancho Palos Verdes. But we find out that he slammed into a tree and then into this little ravine. The vehicle was airborne, smashes a tree at 75 miles an hour, and he's still alive? Yeah, the L.A. County Sheriff, Alex Villanueva, says that the official cause of the crash was speed and inability to navigate the curvy road, and said that Tiger Woods had been driving at speeds between 82 and 87 before the crash in a 45. Hang on, more next.
This is the Schnitt Show. Schnitt Show.
Also, the latest on Matt Gaetz coming up in just a bit, and Trump is denying a media report from last night that Matt Gaetz asked for a pardon before Trump left the White House on January 20th. Do you think Trump is being truthful in the denial? Well, New York Times is the one that reported the request for a blanket pardon. I don't think it's out of the question that Trump would do whatever he could to try to make the New York Times appear to be fake news, right? Now, hold on. We got a lot of ground to explore here. All right, welcome back to Schnitt. 800-801-8999, the nationwide number here on Schnitt. 800-801-8999. And then we're going to call Biden out because, you know, Biden's numbers just don't add up. Yeah, an organization which you've heard of called Fact Check. Yeah, factcheck.org. Well, they've caught the Biden numbers in a little bit of a fib. And, the Biden administration on their infrastructural spending plan and their plan for tax hikes, they got to walk some stuff back here. And we'll explain that coming up in just a bit. Just wrapping up with Tiger Woods here. A lot of people are saying, did Tiger get preferential treatment? I don't see how that is a stretch to ask that question. So the details that we know with the half-presser today, because there's information that was not released because of, I guess, privacy concerns, and they needed permission from Tiger Woods' peeps for some of the information. The sheriff said that Tiger Woods was driving at speeds between 82 and 87 miles an hour. If you want to know the exact numbers here, I have them. According to the black box, the data recorder, inside this Genesis GV80, Woods was clocked between 82.02 miles an hour and 86.99 miles an hour in this Hyundai Genesis USA-owned GV80, which was a promotional tour vehicle for the Tiger Woods golf tournament, and even had the markings, you know, official vehicle, you know, on the side doors of the car. February 23rd was this day that Tiger Woods probably should have died. When you see these details on, you know, smashing into a tree, going airborne. It's unbelievable. So Tiger Woods was going almost double the speed limit. It was a 45 mile an hour zone. He was going nearly 90, going 87 downhill. So almost double. Captain Jim Powers, he noted that there wasn't any evidence or indication that Tiger tried to brake before the collision. But the investigators now think the Tiger might have inadvertently stepped on the gas instead of the brake as he was realizing that he was losing control of the vehicle. That or a medical episode, or what caused that? I mean, this is an athlete. That coordination is sort of a good thing, right? You know, Tiger Woods, you're telling me that he stepped on the gas instead of the brake? Nah, there's more at play here, folks. There's more that we're not learning, we're not being told. They did not get a subpoena for his cell phone to see if he was on the phone or texting. They did not do blood work to see if there were any type of chemicals, drugs, whatever. Sleeping pills, Ambien, in his bloodstream. A lot of things just seem to be unturned here. Now, what's apparent is that he was going a ridiculous amount of speed, and that if he were in a different vehicle, he might have died. Ultimately, you know, a smashed up, rolled over Genesis SUV, you know, at first look, you know, Tiger Woods driving this promotional vehicle, you know, at first glance, you might say, yeah, not the best thing for Genesis. But I'm telling you right now, hitting a tree at 75 miles an hour, rolling over, then slamming into a ravine. I mean, the sheriff said that the vehicle did a pirouette. What is this, like a 6,000-pound vehicle, 5,500-pound vehicle? I got to be honest, this is a pretty good car. If I were Genesis, I would do a safety commercial. I mean, why couldn't they? You know, get the news footage and do a safety commercial, you know, around Tiger Woods wrecking your car. I mean, get something out of this deal, is what I'm thinking. Yeah, so they were inferring, you know, that they think that he hit the gas instead of the brake because of the data that he sped. They think he sped up just, you know, prior to the crash. Before he actually hit the median, hit that curb, flew across two lanes of traffic, they think that he hit the gas. That seems to be what they're suggesting when you look at the data recorder from the vehicle. You know, a lot of people don't realize this. A lot of the cars today, there's a little hard drive, there's a recorder. You know, much like an airplane's black box, data recorder, the cockpit voice recorder. Now, clearly, you don't have a cockpit voice recorder, although some cars allow you to, I believe, make notes. You can push a button and record into the system. But most modern cars today have some type of a data recorder where, if you're in a fatal collision, and you kill somebody or you seriously injure or maim somebody, if you're driving recklessly, if you're driving drunk, if you're under the influence of drugs, trust me, the other side, the lawyers that are going to end up suing you, they're going after the data in your vehicle. They're going to file legal briefs. They're going to seek a subpoena to have an expert to analyze your data recorder in the vehicle. So let that be a little heads up, a little warning about, you know, driving drunk, driving recklessly, driving too fast. If you cause an accident, and you cause death or extreme bodily injury, you know, you rip somebody's torso off or detach a couple of limbs, they're going to come after you, and they're going to go after that little black box, that data recorder inside the vehicle. Look at what they're able to get from Tiger Woods. They know the exact speed that he was going. Yeah, the other thing here is they say the Woods didn't show any sign of impairment, no evidence of prescription medication, illegal drugs, but do we know? They didn't do blood work. They said no alcohol was found at the crash site. They also say that there's no evidence of distracted driving, but then again, they did not subpoena his cell phone records through his provider, whether it's Verizon or AT&T or T-Mobile, whoever he is, Cricket, Mint, Jitterbug, I don't know, whoever Tiger was using. They didn't get a subpoena for the cell phone records to see if he was on the phone or to see if he was texting back and forth with anybody. They didn't get a warrant to do that either. And then when asked why Tiger wasn't cited for speeding, Captain Powers with the L.A. County Sheriff's Department, he said that since no police officer personally witnessed the speeding, that the charge would have most likely been thrown out in court. Then you had reporters asking this Captain Powers why Woods wasn't guilty of, well, reckless driving. And he explained that an additional act like dangerously switching lanes, like weaving, swerving, needs to happen in order for reckless driving to be on the table. I'm pretty sure in plenty of places that if you're going, I know in Virginia, when I was a kid at least, I because we all talked about that if they bust you for going 20 miles or more over the speed limit, then you're hit with a reckless driving charge. I believe in Florida, where I've been for years, I think Florida has something similar. I think many states do. If you're given a ticket, if you're pulled over, if they get you, either they pace you, they LIDAR you, you get the radar, whatever. That in a lot of places, if you're in excess of 20 miles an hour, and I'm sure the speed varies in different states, they can smack you with a reckless driving charge. So why wouldn't, if they could prove, if the data recorder showed that he was going nearly 90 and a 45, twice the limit, how is that not reckless driving? I don't understand that. That should absolutely be on the table. But there's a little bit of a discrepancy here. Because, you know, with reporters asking, hey, why is he not guilty of reckless driving? And then for them saying, no, he had to have these other acts in order to have reckless driving, in order for that to be on the table. But apparently that's not what the California statute says. The statute in California actually states a person who drives a vehicle upon a highway in willful or wanton disregard for the safety of persons or property is guilty of reckless driving. All right, if you're driving nearly 90 in a 45 and you lose control of your vehicle downhill, how is that not willful or wanton disregard for safety of persons or property making you guilty of reckless driving? I don't know how you avoid that. Willful or wanton. Look at those words. Willful or wanton. I said wanton, not wonton. Although some good wonton soup right now seems pretty damn good. I'm wondering if there's a little, well, little wiggle room, little leeway, little loophole, that what he did was not willful or wanton. And I wonder if that goes back to something medically that occurred that they're not releasing because they're not giving us all the data. You know, think about that for just a second. Man, he smashed into that Rolling Hills Estate sign. I mean, that's like something out of a comedy sketch. You know, welcome to Rolling Hills. Hey, look, we're rolling. Boom! And then you smash right through their Welcome to Rolling Hills Estates, California sign. He turned that thing into toothpicks. I saw the splinters, and you could see part of the sign in the opposite traffic laying face up in the other side of the road. I saw that in some of the chopper shots. when they were covering this story. Yeah, welcome to Rolling Hills. Yeah, he rolled his vehicle and smashed into a hill. Yeah, there's more to the story, folks, and a lot of people think that Tiger Woods got some special treatment here. We're not going to give Joe Biden special treatment in the sense that his numbers don't add up, and President Biden is being called out for his numbers in his humongous infrastructural spending plan and proposed tax increase. Yeah, I got the numbers here, folks. Yeah, a little deception. Yeah, well, they all lie. You know, I wonder if Trump's lying about what Matt Gaetz asked him for. Listen, we know Trump has lied before. Trump's not a truthful guy. Hello? He's not Trump. Trump lies plenty, and he has. So does Biden. Biden's also a liar. Going to lay that out for you next on Schnitt. Don't move, folks. Back in a minute.
This is the Schnitt Show. On the Schnitt list every day at schnittshow.com.
A lot of folks are asking, well, where the hell is Vice President Kamala Harris? You know, she's supposedly in charge of some aspects of the border situation. They still won't call it a crisis, but it is a crisis. It is a major crisis. I've dubbed the border issue a Jesus crisis. That's how big this thing is. Yeah, so many are asking, where's Kamala? Why is Kamala not down at the border? Why is Kamala not really grabbing the bull by the horns? Where is she? When are we going to see her executive prowess? Well, Kamala was with Biden today, and I'll speaking about the infrastructural spending and about the tax increases, and he's trying to soften the blow about how he and Barack thought that the tax rate was too high when they were in office. Now he's talking about how, well, corporate tax rates have been as high as 35%, and well, now they're at 21%, and they only want to raise them to 28%. Folks, do you realize, I don't want to get too much in the weeds here, but if you take a 28% corporate tax rate, and you actually look at what the all-in number is, and what that is, that would be called the combined corporate tax rate. It rises to 32.4%. So if Biden gets his way and corporate taxes go up from 21% to 28, when you add all of the other factors involved and you get a combined corporate tax rate, you're sitting at 32.4%. Do you know what that means? I'll tell you what that means. It means that the United States, under the Joe Biden administration proposal, that we would have the highest tax rates on the planet. The highest corporate tax rates. The United States of America, 32.4%. France is behind us at 32%. By the way, the French, they have realized the burden that France has put on their corporations. France actually is lowering their corporate tax rate. Yeah, France would be at 32%. Colombia, 32%. Portugal has a corporate tax rate of 31.5%. And Australia is at 30%. Do you think that is good for U.S. business to have a corporate tax rate the highest in the world? What the hell are they thinking? And then we get to the lie. Yeah, and again, this comes from factcheck.org. you know, Joe Biden's infrastructural plan and all this spending, you know, and saying that 19 million jobs would be created. No, 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 no. Moody's is saying that 16.3 million jobs would already be created without the infrastructural plan. So the Biden administration is fudging the numbers. Back in a minute.
The Schnitt Show.